We're outside here on the edge of the woods, and this here is Old Duke. Old Duke, he doesn't get to go waterfowl hunting as much as he used to. We work with a lot of dogs. He's kind of more of a couch potato anymore. And matter of fact, the vet has said that he really needs to lose a few pounds. He's about 120, and even though we get him out and work him some, like I said, he might could shed a pound or two. I don't know. You think so, Duke? He likes his treats though, just like me. But old Duke here, I tell you what, there's nothing more fun than having a dog when you're going hunting. Whether it be waterfowl hunting, using Labrador retrievers, rabbit hunting, you're using beagles. But old Duke here, he's my buddy. So nowadays, we toss the Frisbee. Duke's gotten older, so we toss the Frisbee when we come out and work. But you can see just the excitement, and I've already thrown it for him a couple of times, but just the excitement that he has when it comes to retrieving. And he's always had that. He has just this desire to retrieve. And that's kind of bred into a Labrador retriever. That's kind of part of their makeup. But I'm telling you, he just loves it. And so I brought him out here, and we're going to use the Frisbee here. And this is one of his toys. And he actually gets to chew on this toy and everything. And so sometimes he'll bring it back. Sometimes he'll want to keep it for a minute or two and then bring it back. But that's okay. Like I said, anymore, old Duke here is just a buddy. He's just a companion. So, Duke, here's what we're going to do. You want to go catch your Frisbee? Huh? Do you? Oh, you do, don't you? You want to catch his Frisbee, don't you? All right, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to send him out here a little bit, make him sit and stay and see if he can catch it. We'll see. Come on, Duke. Let's go. Okay. Come on. Come here. Stay. All right, we'll see how good he is when it comes to catching his Frisbee. Like I said, he's only chased after it 3 or 4 times, but he's a little winded. You ready? Here we go. Catch it, buddy. Oh! Good job. All right, good job, buddy. All right, you see, I tell you what, he would just do this all afternoon long. You can see he wants his toy back. But he just loves to chase after things. And it's funny when you're walking through the woods and you don't have one of his toys or you don't have a bumper, Duke, sit. And you don't have a bumper or anything, he'll pick up sticks. I mean, just whatever, just to get you to throw them for him so he can retrieve them. And he really is. He is such a good boy. But what I love about that is just that desire, that intense desire that he has to retrieve. I mean, it's just all the time. Anytime you pick up something, he thinks you're going to throw it, sit, and let him retrieve it for him. And I tell you what, there's nothing more enjoyable when you're out hunting and you're in the field, whether it be waterfowl hunting and you're using Labrador retrievers, or whether it be rabbit hunting and you're using beagles. I mean, I tell you what, a hunting dog is just a joy. And a lot of times, it doesn't even matter if I fire the gun. If I can watch that dog work, it is just so enjoyable. So I tell you what, we're gonna go out here and we're gonna throw the Frisbee for old Duke a few more times and try to wear him down, maybe have him lose a pound or two so he can have a few more treats tonight when we get home. All right, you ready, Duke? Let's go. Come on, get up, boy. Come on, go, go. That a boy, good boy. Good boy, Duker. I love working with retrievers. Besides being great companion animals, their instinct and excitement for retrieving make them excellent for hunting. Old Duke here, he's always ready to retrieve. His enthusiasm for it, though, is sometimes quite remarkable. You know, maybe you've got a dog like that, too. They live for the hunt or just to play fetch and have fun. While he gets lots of enjoyment out of it, you can see he has one goal in mind, and that's to please his master, just like we should with the Lord. Here's a thought. What if we had that same enthusiasm for our own work as Duke does for retrieving? In Colossians 3, verse 23, it says, "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men." Heartily. This means with your whole heart. Or enthusiastically, like old Duke here said. That's how we are to approach not only our service to the Lord, but life in general. Imagine how different this world would be if we're enthusiastically working as if it were for God. I know it gives me something to think about. How about you? Well, old Duke here, I'm going to get back to it and keep on playing with Duke. And I'll see you next time in the great outdoors, all right? You ready to retrieve this, huh? You ready? You ready? No? Okay, go for it. Good boy. Good boy, Dukers. Dada boy. Dada boy. Good boy. Oh, son, that's too big. Where's the frisbee? Where's the frisbee? You can't carry that home. You can't carry that home. I guess you are.